Welcome back to another episode of The Radio Psychs, your premier podcast for insights into everything mental health. I'm Dr. Aaron Haddock.
And I'm Dr. Rhonda Yu. We're psychologists who care about people and bringing science to practice.
And we're so glad to have you join us.
Please note that the information shared in this episode is solely intended for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Today's topic is stress and your mental health.
Ah, stress. I know it well.
Yeah, same here. Maybe too well.
We all experience it. It's like something we all sign up for in the grand adventure of being human. According to the World Health Organization, stress is a global epidemic. Nearly 1 in 10 people worldwide experience a mental health disorder due to stress. And the pandemic didn't help to make the situation any better.
That's right, Aaron. But it's important to acknowledge that stress doesn't impact everyone equally. Women, for example, are twice as likely as men to suffer from severe stress. I mean, look around. Many are carrying a triple load, managing a job and taking on the lion's share of unpaid domestic work and childcare.
Sadly, women are also more likely to experience trauma and sexual harassment.
And it's not just gender, is it? Other factors play a role too.
Absolutely. Take income level, for example. Those in lower income brackets often deal with stress from limited resources and less power to change their circumstances. These are reminders of the broader societal issues we need to address. But for today, let's focus on what any of us can do to manage stress.
Right. Now, before we even begin to talk about what we can do to manage it, let's start off with some clarification of what it is that we're dealing with. Aaron, what is stress?
So stress is a physiological and psychological response to a perceived threat or challenge. It's like our body's alarm system that goes off when the brain perceives a threat or challenge to prepare the body to cope with it.
It's a complex process, isn't it? When the alarm sounds off, it triggers two physiological stress pathways, the HPA axis, which releases a hormone called cortisol, and a part of our autonomic nervous system that we call the SAM, which releases adrenaline. So there's interaction between the brain, nervous system, and various bodily functions to get us in gear to respond. But stress isn't all bad, is it, Aaron?
No, it isn't. In small doses, it can provide energy, enhance motivation, and increase focus. But it becomes a problem when it becomes chronic, when it sticks around for weeks, months, or even years because it stems from ongoing issues like financial troubles, a challenging job, or long-term health problems. It keeps the body in a heightened state for an extended period, and that can take a toll. It can disrupt almost every system in the body, leading to both physical and mental health challenges.
And the research is clear. Chronic stress can be very damaging to our mental health. For example, studies suggest that children exposed to chronic stressors, like discrimination, abusive parenting, or food and housing insecurity, are at a higher risk of developing mental health conditions later in life. The relationship between stress and depression is also well established.
Research also shows that it impacts our cognitive performance. Chronic stress has been linked to memory loss, difficulties in concentration, and even a distorted perception of time. So, Rhonda, what can we do to manage stress?
Well, the first step is to evaluate our stress, to get a gauge of it, because understanding it is key to being able to address it effectively. So let's talk about the things we need to think about to get a gauge of the stress in our lives.
Sounds good. One important consideration is how often you feel stress. Is it a daily occurrence or is it more sporadic? If it's frequent, that's a sign we need to explore further.
And then there's the cause or causes of stress. Where is it coming from? Is it work-related, family dynamics, or maybe a combination of the two? Figuring this out helps us to understand what triggers our stress reactions and can help provide a roadmap for effective stress management.
Duration is another aspect to consider. How long has this stress been hanging around?
Yeah, is it a recent development or has it been a long-standing issue? Understanding duration can help give us a sense of whether it's a temporary challenge or something that requires ongoing attention. Now, let's talk about impact. How can we evaluate how stress is affecting us?
That's a good question, Rhonda. This really requires that we take time to check in with ourselves. Is the stress negatively affecting your sleep, your relationships, or just your overall well-being? We need to recognize how stress impacts us so that we can see the areas of our lives that may need extra care and attention, which can then guide us toward actions to better cope with it.
Now, speaking of coping, that's the next thing we need to consider. How have you been dealing with stress, and are the things that you're doing helping?
That's right. We need to evaluate our coping mechanisms. Are you turning to healthy outlets like exercise or meditation, or are you relying on less effective strategies? This self-awareness is a crucial step toward finding what truly works for you.
And finally, let's touch on whether those coping strategies are making things better. Now, if your coping strategies are making a positive impact, you should feel a sense of relief or improvement. If not, it might be time to explore new approaches. Remember, this is an ongoing process of self-discovery and adjustment.
Great point, Randy. Once we've evaluated our stress, it's like having a compass to guide us. If someone realizes they're experiencing low stress, it's an opportunity to maintain and enhance their well-being. This insight allows them to continue with effective stress management practices and build resilience for potential future challenges.
And if someone finds they're in a high stress zone, this insight can serve as a springboard for proactive intervention. Identifying a high level of stress should signal that it's time to implement targeted strategies.
This might include seeking support from friends, family, or professionals, adjusting workloads, or exploring new coping mechanisms. Understanding the severity of stress helps in tailoring a response that addresses the specific challenges we're faced with.
That's great, Aaron. So to recap, to gauge the stress in your life, think about how often it shows up, pinpoint the specific triggers, reflect on its duration, consider its impact on your well-being, evaluate your coping mechanisms, and see if those strategies are actually helping. Aaron, how often should we do this?
Well, there's no one-size-fits-all rule. Factors such as work demands, life events, and personal health can influence stress levels. If someone is undergoing significant changes or experiencing heightened stress, more frequent evaluations may be beneficial. On the other hand, someone who has a relatively stable routine might find monthly assessments sufficient.
And if it's chronic stress you're dealing with, frequent evaluations are important. Chronic stress can have cumulative effects on mental and physical health. And regular evaluations help us monitor its impact and allows for us to make proactive adjustments to what we're doing to cope with it.
Right. By consistently assessing and understanding stress, we can establish a dynamic relationship with our mental health. We can adapt our strategies over time, increasing our resilience and fostering a proactive approach to mental well-being.
It's an ongoing process of self-discovery and self-care, isn't it? Aaron, I think this is a great start. Managing stress begins with awareness, but knowing where we stand on the stress spectrum is only the first step. What's next?
The next step is taking informed action. It's about using strategies that are effective for us in managing stress. This is where the real power comes from.
Okay, so let's talk about that in our next episode. This is a wrap for us, but stay tuned and catch our next episode when we dive into coping strategies for stress.
In the meantime, if you're experiencing a high level of stress, it's perfectly okay to seek professional help. Stress is a common experience and you don't have to go it alone.
That's a good reminder. And if you have questions, comments, or suggestions for future topics, we're all ears.
Thank you for joining us on what we hope was a stress-free exploration of stress and the importance of understanding it so that we can better manage it. Take care and be well, everybody.
Take care and be well.